you guys are like making out and like you like talk in between while you're making out.
That little laugh between the two. Yeah, that little smile.
Dude, these are all just Megan's fantasies right now. You're chest to chest with them, right?
Yeah.
Also, they're kind of laying on top of you.
Kind of.
Oh, you like that one?
Oh, I love that
And they're going crazy.
I'm gonna do this one for the girls.
Yes, sir.
Mom, Dad, I'm so sorry.
Hey guys, welcome back to the 9 for 9 podcast. I'm your host, Jason King.
Yes, sir.
Joined with my brother, Polly.
Hello.
And then on my left, we got Megan Yu.
Hello.
And then on my right, we got Tola.
Hello.
What's going on?
We're back. Missed y'all.
We missed y'all, man.
Haven't recorded in a minute.
Haven't recorded.
Feeling good?
Feeling great. Right. Hopefully last week, y'all enjoyed that banger episode. Banger with the guests.
Yeah. And you guys are going crazy with the tickets, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, by the time this video comes out, I don't even know if there's going to be any tickets left.
There might not be, bro. Yeah.
Like when we said it wasn't a marketing tool when we said like there's only 100, like they dead ass only gave us 100 to sell.
Right.
So like if there's still some left, like please go get it, because
exactly.
Yeah, I don't know if it might be sold out by the time this video comes out.
That's literally what I wanted to say. I feel like normally people say that it's like a marketing tool, like there's only a limited amount, but we're being so serious.
I'm so excited.
That's about to be crazy, dude.
Yeah. But we might ask the owner for more. Well, We'll see. We'll try.
But y'all keep showing out, and we're going to try to get more. So, don't worry.
So, May 10th. All right. Go get your tickets. We're going to be at Opal Nightclub.
Yep.
It's a 21-plus event.
Yep.
But, dude, I mean, we were worried that, like, you guys wouldn't show up.
Dude,
because I know we got a lot of 18-plus fans.
We do.
But everyone's showing out. So, dude, I'm excited. Like, it's about to be lit.
I feel like if you really want to go, you'll be able to find a way to come.
Dude, there's been like 18-year-olds in our Discord. Like, what are the odds I could sneak in? I'm like, bro, I can't answer that for you.
Yeah, I know. It is a club.
Right. Clubs, but I would say also there's a lot of DMs we've been getting on Instagram. And like, I'm so glad it's 21+.
Yeah.
So maybe it's the opposite effect.
Yeah, it's like it's more of a club feeling.
Right.
More legit now.
Yeah, so it's gonna be lit, bro.
I've never been to SJ either. Oh, it's so gonna be fun, like, bro. If you guys have a good food recommendation,
dude, I got y'all, bro.
I got people DMing me like, yo, like, come to Stanford, I'll show you around. Like, one person said, yo, you could borrow the crib, bro.
Really? Wow. That's not
How
bad.
How long are you guys staying there?
We're staying the weekend.
Weekend. So we'll gonna get a little B&B.
Yep. Friday, May 10th, and then we'll stay there till Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's about to be fun. Yep.
Extended
more?
Also, I want to shout one more time, too. Yeah. If you guys do get a ticket, there is a chance to come to the pregame. That's going to be crazy, too.
We will be choosing one person out of the 100 to come pregame. Basically,
was it one or five?
I thought we were doing five.
Yeah, I thought you said.
No, so we're choosing one and then your friend group.
Oh, true.
So it'll be like four or five.
Okay, for sure.
Come pregame with us. Come party with us.
It's the highlight.
Yeah. And then I wanted to tease, because we haven't said the name of our clothing brand yet.
Oh, okay. You're going to say the name?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like, it's in the flyer.
It is in the flyer.
But Paul was the one that thought of it. So
yes.
Okay. Be my guest.
Okay. So the name of our clothing brand is One World, right? So for Korean people, one is the Korean currency.
Right.
Right. So one could say, you know, like money runs the world. That's one meaning of the word. Another meaning is that, what's my Korean name? Do you guys remember?
Pony.
No, Jaewon. Jaewon. What is Jason Kim's name?
Jaewon.
So
your Korean names are the same.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys have told me this like 10 times. I cannot remember.
So that's another meaning for the one world, because obviously me and Jason. Yep. But the final meaning is the meaning I like the most, that I tell the most people. And basically it is, obviously in the podcast, so many different people watch it. So many different colors, sizes, whatever, right? But I want everyone to unite through our clothes, you know? Come together as one through our clothes. So that's obviously,
Wow.
I mean, I know that sounds cheesy, but I mean, our clothes are really meant for everybody.
Dude, not dead ass.
Like, our hoodie design, we're going to show you real soon. Yep. It's fire.
Yep. It's so cute.
Like, girls, guys, anybody.
Right.
You can rock it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's dope. I'm telling you. All right.
And guys, we're spending time on this shit. Exactly. But yeah.
In the comments, drop hashtag one world.
We're gonna
make
hashtag.
It a thing, because last time it was hashtag it's okay, Jason.
Yeah, because do you remember Jason was sad last episode? So people are commenting hashtag it's okay, Jason.
Make it hashtag one world.
Hashtag
how
one world.
How do you spell it?
W-O-N-W-R-L-D.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it also, an easier way to say it's just literally the number one world. One world.
One world, baby.
Yep. Yes, sir. So one world. Right. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's enough plugging in for now.
Yeah.
Any updates?
A lot of couple things happened this week. Yeah. So one thing, I went to the fucking Dodgers game the other day.
I saw that.
Dude, it was super lit. Like, I went last year for the same Hello Kitty night shit, obviously for my girl, right?
I know. Right? I wanted to go for the Hello Kitty night.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Everyone got like little fanny packs.
Yes. Oh, how'd you know? What the
fuck? I saw the TikToks.
Oh, damn. Well, yeah, I went for that, right? But dude, it was so stupid, bro. This year, those OD traffic, they sold out. So I don't know if you guys know baseball. There's 9 innings.
Oh, yeah.
So when the 9th inning's the ending. Uh-huh. Dude, I got in. I sat down. 7th inning, bro.
Wait, what? Oh, you showed up that late?
No. I left my house at 5:30.
Okay.
That much traffic.
Oh, you left at 5:30, bro.
Wait, what time does it start?
7:10.
Oh, what?
What?
Yes.
Wait, what time did you get in?
Like 8:30?
Oh, no way. They went.
I was outside the parking lot for an hour just waiting to get in.
Oh,
helicopter's like, yo, go this way. And then I just ended up like trapped, bro.
Oh, that's okay, though. Baseball is honestly not that great to watch.
No, it's fun, bro. I'm telling you.
This guy used to play baseball.
Yeah. I can't say that.
No, but it's true, though.
It is.
It's hella like, it takes such a long time.
It does.
Yeah, sometimes like one of the innings is like a full hour, though.
Okay, no, that's not anymore.
Oh, no.
Not anymore. Now there's like a timer in baseball, so the game goes fast.
Really?
That's why I came so late. Yeah, but it was so stupid, bro. Yeah.
I remember I was working for this company one time, and like I had to work a baseball game,
uh-huh.
and we were stuck at like inning 6 for like an hour or something. And I was like, bro,
I'm trying to get off
my shift right now. Like,
if you go with your girl on a date to any of these sporting events, you just showed up hammered, and it's so fun with your girl when you're hammered, bro.
And it's Hello Kitty night too. I would want that.
Dude, like, think about the girl doesn't know shit, but she's just hammered, right? She's like, yo, why is the ball going over there? Like, she doesn't know. I'm just like teaching her and shit.
No, like, I like going to baseball games, and like the stadium's usually huge.
It's huge.
So like my favorite thing is like we'll spend like an hour just like touring the stadium.
Yeah, bro, get some fire food. Of course, bro. But yeah, that was lit. And then also I got another big thing, bro. I'm super hyped for this. I didn't even tell y'all yet, but basically I copped some flight tickets recently.
Ooh.
for September.
Where you going? What the fuck?
1 week Tokyo.
No.
Oh! 1 week Seoul.
Oh, one week Korea,
1 week Tokyo.
With my girl, but with my family
because I haven't gone, you know.
Yeah.
I always miss the opportunity with my boys in high school. I never got to go, so finally my mom's like, I gotta go for my her mom's like birthday or something, so I was like, I'll accompany. So I'm super hyped for that now, bro.
Yeah, it's like Emily's coming with you.
She is.
Wow. Damn, first bro. Time in Korea for Emily?
Yes. But I'm more excited for Tokyo, bro. Bro, yeah. So I'm trying to make that shit a movie, bro, out there, bro. Crazy.
All my friends that say they go to Tokyo or like Japan, they're always like, you know how people are like, you have to go to Japan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so true.
Like, dude,
they went and they're like, I totally understand why you have to go.
Yeah. Right. Hey, if anyone's out there, though, I'm looking for my Ray, man. If you guys know Kai, Sinat, and Ray, I'm looking for my people out there. He's gonna show me around.
Start streaming and shit.
I don't know, man. But yeah, I'm super excited for that. So
big moves. That's big moves.
Yeah,
that's going on his honeymoon and shit.
Nah. Dude, the problem is like, obviously, you guys know I don't got a job and shit. So I'm like so broke. So I'm like, oh, thank you, mom, for helping me out with the ticket.
She's copping that.
Yeah. The only thing is like, hopefully the food in Japan's not that expensive. I don't know how.
Dude,
it is.
Right now the Japanese yen has never been low. High before.
Really?
Yeah. It's something crazy.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, the exchange rate is at its all-time best right now.
Oh, seriously?
Between the
US
dollar.
So I would just cop hella Japanese money now.
Now?
Because you're going to go later.
Damn. How's that work, though? I mean, yeah, I'll ask you later, but like...
No, like, basically, like, right now, the $1 US dollar is
like
a lot.
So do you exchange it before you go, or you just go?
You can exchange it whenever you want, but usually you exchange it, like, there.
There?
You know, at South Coast, right when you walk in by the boarding, there's like a thing on the side that's like for currency.
And you just show up with cash and they give you the yen.
Yeah.
Well, Paul's not doing that.
Yeah, I've never done that. I don't know.
Dude, you have to
He's
do
definitely
that.
Doing that in Tokyo. Bro.
Yeah.
No,
whatever.
No.
Go to South Coast, bro.
Have to go now. Trust me, you're going to save so much money.
It's like just
money. They also take a fee too, though. Like,
I know. But like fee is going to be like what? A percentage. And like later the yen transfer might not be as good. Because like I think $1 in Korea is like 90 cents.
Oh.
It's more expensive someplace else. So now,
really?
If you get it now,
you'll save a lot more money. The South Korean one is weaker than the US.
Is it?
It's got to be.
It's like $1.15.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'll check out South Coast, though.
No, literally do it.
She's so serious about it. Okay, I will.
No, it makes me mad.
Let my man get his money whenever he wants.
I'm trying to help your ass out right now.
I guarantee you.
I'm trying to help.
He's not exchanging no money right now.
No, but I'm telling you, you're going to be... You said you're broke, right? He's going to help you a lot.
He's not going to go take out a thousand right now. He has... It's September, bro. He's got life to live.
Guys, let's move on.
I'm trying to help you guys.
No, I believe your sincerity, so I will check it out. Jason has a very accurate point though. But yeah.
I totally understand the accurate point. I would be like that too.
Right.
But why? When you can save.
He's
like
got like 4 months left to live, my G.
I know, but like in the long term.
He's gonna save like a couple. It's negligible for real.
No, I'm just trying to help you though.
No, I do appreciate it.
You know what
though?
I'm trying to do?
I do appreciate it.
I'm trying to go to EDC.
What?
Oh yeah.
It's like transition.
Yeah, that's a nice transition right there. Oh, I see you working on the transition.
Yeah, always finding a way to weave in the rave talk, huh?
No, I'm just trying to give you my update on life now.
Okay. Oh, this is your update.
Enough with you, Paul.
Yeah. Wait, so right now your current update is...
Oh, wait, are you done with your update?
Oh, yeah, I've been done. What is your update?
I just had working shit.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what about the EDC thing?
I want to go. Jason said he wants to go too.
No, I want to go too. Yeah.
Right.
He's not even invited.
Off camera though, there's a little dilemma going on. No.
Yeah.
Jason's got a squad already. Megan's trying to finagle her way into the squad somehow.
Let me come.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys are trying to organize your EDC trips right now, because I think me and Megan will be out there for sure.
Dude, honestly, if you guys go, I think the most fans are gonna go up to you out of any event at EDC, bro.
Why? No, EDC is pretty like
big.
It's global. It's a global.
Where is it at?
Vegas.
Oh
it's
shit!
It's the second biggest rave in the world.
It's global. Yeah. Oh really? Oh shit!
After Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland's number one.
Where's that?
And that's in Belgium.
Belgium.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's like EDC on
and number
crack.
Two is EDC Vegas.
Yeah, EDC Vegas is second biggest rave in the world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty global.
I did not know that. So people fly in from out of country.
Everywhere.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
It's not like a NAS countdown kind of event where there's a lot of Asians. Right. There are a lot of Asians at.
But it's not as like cliche. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and like last year, the tickets for next year's EDC sold like a week later.
What?
And it got sold out within a day.
Oh, I did not know it was like that. That's
the
crazy.
The lineup, though, for EDC is crazy.
It's stupid.
Like, I'm kind of retired, but...
You are retired, yeah.
Yeah, but that lineup for EDC, like, I gotta go.
I wanna go!
Like, there's literally not a DJ that's not playing.
Really?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
I see John Summit. Cool.
What else? What about you two, though? What's been going on with your weeks? You're part of the two, bro.
How are you doing, Jason?
I'm chilling, bro.
You fucking practiced the latte art yet or nah, bro? You mastered it yet or nah? What's going on with that?
Dude, yeah, I mean, I'm literally living a boring life right now, dude. I'm working at the cafe like 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just chilling.
People definitely pulling up, though, knowing you, though, sometimes. No?
I get a couple like, what's up? It's
you
cool.
know, my friends are trying to snoop out which cafe you work at.
What? You're from friends. LA?
Your friends?
Yeah, my friends. Because some of my friends are from Irvine.
Because I
don't know which cafe you work in because I don't live here.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, is it this one? Is it this one? And I'm like, I don't know. But I think there's a Vietnamese coffee somewhere. That's your clue.
That's your clue.
There's so many places with the Vietnamese coffee.
But not a lot of places are known for the Vietnamese
coffee. Oh, that is true. That is true.
So that's a big ass hint, though.
That is.
I've been recognized at my work, too. But
which
it's
one? Which
what?
The clinic.
The laser place.
And then I love working there because like I hate the hours, sucks, terrible. But the girls that I work with, it's so fun. Like all of us just make like hella jokes and like we're just like yapping all day long. And like a girl came and she like recognized me, and then all the girls were like, why didn't you say hi back? Isn't that your friend? And I was like, no. And then they all found out about the
Isn't
podcast.
That your friend?
Oh, you didn't say hi back?
No, of course I said hi. But I said hi back in a way it was like, oh, it's nice to meet
you. Yeah, like
you
don't know them.
Yeah,
right.
Because they thought they were my friend. Yeah. They're like, why are you being nice to your friend? But I was like, I wasn't being mean either. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was just like, you know. Yeah. And they all found out about the podcast.
Yeah. Dude, it really be like that, bro.
I know. I'm
dude, I got a hilarious story. There was a guy that pulled up.
Uh-huh.
And he was like he like pulled up to the register. Obviously, I'm working the register. He's got this confused ass look on his face. Like, yo, like you kind of look like that guy from the pod. It's like, yo, brother, that's me, bro. He's like, oh, what the fuck? He kind of like was shocked that I was working there.
Right.
But I thought it was hella funny.
That is funny, bro.
It is funny, like when they come to you when you're working.
It is, bro. You know what I mean? Honestly, I had a hilarious encounter too, but I feel like we're saying too many fan encounters, bro.
Oh no, not at all. Yeah,
dude, no. So I went to Omomo yesterday, bro. Omomo. Obviously, it's a boba place. It's really good.
Really famous boba.
It's the boba center of Irvine.
Right. So if you go there, it's like guarantee someone's gonna know you, right?
Like line out the door.
Yeah.
But I had like a fat sty on my eye. Jason knows I got a sty recently, right? So I had glasses on, hoodie over. So like super like discreet, right? Yeah. And then like I get my drink and I go on TikTok live. Two guys like, yo, were you at Omomo with the shades on, my G? I'm like, yo, who are you, bro? Like, dude, that's just crazy. Like, that's kind of weird to think about.
No, it's crazy to think that people like know me.
Yeah, like you're just chilling, living your everyday life, but there's like a spy, basically. Like, yo, like I gotta be careful. You know what I mean? Like, crazy, but yeah.
Dude, I know.
Anything else with you though? Are you guys?
Nah. Well, that's hilarious that your friends are trying to find me though.
Yeah, bro. Who's trying
to find me?
Dude, let them know. Let them
try to find me, bro.
You too.
Oh, oh
yeah. I'm not trying to start this again.
Yo, but
I know. Did you see the top comment of the last YouTube?
I saw it.
What?
Did you see the top comment?
No.
Did you? You didn't see it, Jason?
No, I saw it.
Yeah.
So 180 likes, bro.
It's already at 180 likes.
Oh, is that 180?
Yeah.
It's like the girl was like, if this gets 100, right?
Jake and date part two. So we know that it got over 100. So can you guys give them an answer?
That's crazy. Whose idea was this? Oh my god.
Also, no answer.
No! What are you going to take me on a date again?
No, you can say no right
yeah,
now.
No!
It's your chance. It's your chance to shut it down.
She's playing, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It's your chance right now,
and,
Megan.
And in our defense, like, we didn't agree to it, but hey, I'm open to it. Hey, shit.
No! Guys, I'm getting dragged to the mud.
This is your chance, Megan.
Because hate, through this motherfucker.
What hate, bro? What hate? No hate, bro.
Okay, let's.
Well, you know what? Speaking of hate, let me transition to the next thing we should talk about. So we posted a clip, I think, last week about how SoCal Asians have a superiority complex, right?
Yeah,
and over today and yesterday, there's been a crazy number of people stitching our clip and going off on us.
I know.
So I just want to say, do you guys have any thoughts on what's been going on?
I just found out about this hate train.
Do you remember the clip? It's not hate. It's not crazy.
It's not crazy. Yeah.
We just want to bring it up
because
I think the problem is they're stitching the 5 seconds that Paul kind of said some out of pocket shit.
Yeah.
But then literally right after that 5 seconds, we kind of like, yo, that's our problem.
Right.
Like, we need to fix that.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's about the SoCal Asians have a big ego thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they took me out of context because basically I was saying that like if you're Asian and you're not from SoCal, you're just not it. That's kind of what I said basically.
Yeah,
right. And they're clipping that one chunk and they're like, yo, it's so bad because basically they're saying that all these other Asians in other places throughout the world face discrimination daily, like they have it so much harder. And they're saying like us, we're in a bubble, so we're just like fucking like so confident and we have no worries. That's what they're saying.
No, I totally agree, but like I think they're just taking it way out of context. You have to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, we literally, like Sala said, that New York Asians were more cultured. We were like, yo, that is our problem. We don't actually believe it. Like it was literally, I was telling Paul this, they Andrew Tated him.
They did.
Like they took him out of context. They took the 5 seconds out of a 60-second clip.
Literally.
Where he kind of said some out of pocket shit.
Yeah.
And then now like hella people are stitching it.
They're like close to a million
views.
Like,
they're like, oh, like this podcast, L Take.
Yeah, L Take.
I like watched the one video I watched about it.
Right.
My brother commented on it.
What did he say?
It was just like the skull emoji. And then my other friend sent it to me and was like, they're soft.
Dude, like, yeah, bro. My friends or my sister sending it to me. But the reason I wanted to talk about it is because I think we could all acknowledge we are in a little bit of a bubble.
Oh,
yeah. In the sense
we're
of like,
Irvine,
we
bro.
Had it easier as Asians. Like, but at the same time, I want to say like, bro, it's not like we don't face discrimination, bro.
No, exactly.
Like, dude, they're acting like we actually are just like, they said we're whitewashed. It's like, bro, what about white?
No, it's true. No, it
is. You think?
I think we're definitely whitewashed.
We're Californian, SoCal Asians, right, you guys. Right, right. From literally the safest city in the whole entire country. Of course we're in a bubble.
That is like, true.
And like, I totally understand like why the hate might be there. But mm-hmm. like at the same time, it's not like we hate Asians and we're like yeah. discriminating on Asians as well, you know?
Right. No, they're kind of saying we're putting other Asians down. Which is true out of that clip of me talking.
Well, yeah. But it's like we agree and say like we are an issue. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah, but do you think our issue is really like that bad? Because I feel like we're kind of talking it up for the pod in the clip.
Yeah, of course. I feel like we're talking it up in
the
clip.
But do you think our issue is that strong? Like where we actually feel like super better than all these other Asians, bro?
I'm curious because I haven't seen these clips. So I kind of want to hear what their argument is. Right. But it seems like it...
They're kind of like, oh, it's not our fault. We grew up in the Midwest.
Yeah. And they're saying we're out of touch.
I see. I think when you were saying that, you, in context of the podcast topic, you were saying, oh, we all are aware of this superiority complex.
Right, right. That is
so
what we're saying.
You're saying the example of what that complex
exactly.
was.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're not saying that as what you believe in
exactly.
right now.
This is what we need.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
The wording we need.
Right. So, add in a couple more points, please.
keep it going.
Obviously, taken out of context, it seems like you are trying to put them to an inferior level.
That is true. Right.
But I think that whole podcast was talking about the awareness that you guys have about this complex.
Exactly. Right.
It is unfair to then point the finger at you like you're so out of touch. It's like we are aware of this.
Facts. Like I'm not even trying to like say that it's not our fault, because honestly like I enjoy the hate too. It's great. Like, you know what I mean?
Say that.
Okay. I mean like yeah it's like
publicity.
Like I understand
publicity,
yeah I understand where they're coming from. I understand, but it's like,
no, taking out of context is really bad.
We
love Asians anywhere in the world.
Right
I feel like that's our thing. Like we're known as like the Asian podcast.
No, go ahead.
And I think there is bound to be beef within one race,
of course,
of the different geographic locations. I think that's such a common thing amongst every different ethnicity.
True,
in Korea, Asians in New York, Asians in Texas. Yeah. Like there is always some kind of battle within the Asians or within one race. Who's better, you know?
And it's not even like a race issue. It's just like a region.
Right. It's all different.
Yeah, it's not even like, it's nothing to do with race.
No, it doesn't matter.
I did see one good point about it. It was some guy who was saying like, if you describe a SoCal Asian, what would you describe a SoCal Asian as?
As an ABB.
Or something like that, right? Yeah. And then he was like, you describe a Midwestern Asian? Yeah. You can describe like a 60-year-old man fucking like on his farm. Or you know what I mean? It's like so different.
It's so different. Yeah.
And I would say too, like while thinking about the hate that's been going on recently, I was like looking at our Discord and I didn't think about there's so many Asians who aren't from Cali, right?
Yeah.
And I probably did offend them low-key a little bit. So I was like, you know what I mean? Like the Canadian Asians were kind of going off on me. I was you know, I agree. So I did fuck up. Like I got to think about the other Asians as well.
But it wasn't even, you weren't saying it out of malicious content.
And it
was all just like, I mean, we're like little shitheads in Irvine with a podcast.
It's just funny. Like, I love these, like, bro.
I think we are blessed to have been born in the center of, like, you know.
Where we feel comfortable.
Like, culture and music. Yes. And, like, you know, we're right next to L.A.
Around
so
other Asians.
So I think
Asians.
That's why a lot of Asians in SoCal or in California in general think.
Right.
Like, they're aware that, you know, they might be superior to other people
in
other areas.
Yeah.
But we don't actually believe we're superior.
Yeah.
Like, we love Asians. Like, we're trying to come out to New York.
Yeah.
Or are we going out to the Bay? Like, I mean, I know the Bay is in Cali, but, that's not what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, I think we were explaining the stereotype.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
This seems more so like a West Coast, East Coast fight. You know what I mean? Like,
kind of.
You know what I mean? It's like there's always talk about which coast is the better coast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just we were just talking about that in an Asian lens.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? Just like kind of like banter, like you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. More so than that, though, I think the point I'm trying to say is basically like I feel like a lot of these people who do comment on not only our shit, just in general.
Yeah.
It's like they feel like because they're Asian, they can't do certain things. That's what it seems like to me.
Like,
like I feel like they put themselves in a box. Like, I'm Asian, so I can't pull this girl who's white, for example. Or I'm Asian, so I can't do this. Or like, I'm Asian, so I for sure have a small dick. Like, they go with all these stereotypes and they stick to it. But I'm like, bro, just because you're Asian, you could break yourself out of that stereotype.
No,
like,
I totally agree.
I don't think we broke ourselves out of this stereotype just because we live in SoCal, is what I'm saying.
I think I don't definitely don't like stereotype myself like, yo, I can't get with this person.
Yeah.
Because I'm this kind of way.
Yeah.
I think we're blessed to be part of this Asian wave.
True.
We're pushing, like, Asians are becoming more well known in the media space.
For sure.
And we're trying our best to, you know, push that Asian, like, you know,
yeah,
like, there's exactly. more Asians in like big ticket movies now.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
We're just like trying to uplift Asians as a whole. Like,
exactly.
We're not trying to put anyone down.
Exactly. Really. I think that's what we're trying to show for real. Like us breaking out of the mold, doing different things that normal Asians don't do. That's the main thing we want you guys to be influenced by, to do your own shit, bro, and go out and
like,
get it.
And it's also, it's not even just because we're Asian. It's like we happen to all be Asian that makes
that's
it even
I'm
better.
Saying, bro.
You
that's
know?
What I'm saying.
We didn't get together just because we're all Korean. You know what I mean? We got together because, like, we want to be able to share a message with you guys and, like, vocalize our opinions and stuff like that, you know?
Right. I want to see Sola's take, though. Let's hear the scientific take on this. Specifically, I want you to address what I'm saying about Asians putting themselves in a box. Do you feel that they do that?
It's a very layered question.
It is. It's like a tough one.
Your context matters a lot.
Okay.
I think we can't separate our identities from our race, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think because at the end of the day, like, I look at you Asian.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Like, that is true.
How somebody judges you, you can't quite really take out the race out of the equation.
That is true, actually. I was
tripping
on that one.
To a certain degree.
Yeah.
So I stand on the ground that, like, yes, being Korean isn't my entire identity, but it does play a factor into how I behave and how people perceive me and how people judge me.
Yeah. I feel like I don't act the way I act because I'm Asian, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think what we can take out of this is that, like, knowing the culture and knowing the perceptions of our race, we take what is good and then we can break through the things that are limiting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You've said it very well. Yeah,
another thing that I think maybe the haters, quote unquote haters, would like to hear is that we are very aware of this privilege that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love that Jason kept saying we are blessed to be here. Mm-hmm. I think that awareness of this privilege and that recognition is important.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
For sure.
I just want to say, like, you know, we're really trying to uplift Asians as a whole.
Yeah.
I think growing up in SoCal as Korean Americans, as Asian Americans, we have a unique story to tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, dude, I see podcasts, like Asian podcasts that start up. Like, I even saw one the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them. They're Asians in Portugal.
Oh, wow.
Like, they just started one. They literally shouted us out and they're like,
oh, really?
Yeah. They're like, oh, like, we think it's cool, like, that you guys are Asians in America doing your thing.
Oh, damn.
But, you know, we're Asians in Portugal and we have a completely different story.
Yeah.
And that's why they started
that.
That's
dope, bro. I love that so much.
It's that's not true. Like we're trying to put them down because they're in Portugal.
Exactly.
It's not like that at all.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I think also another thing
that's sick, though.
That is really
that's
sick.
That's so sick. Yeah.
Portugal is crazy.
It's literally like a mirrored copy. It's like two guys, two girls.
No way. That's
and
tough.
I think, I forget the number, but their podcast was a number,
was number
two.
Two?
It's probably
oh,
their
that's
area
tough.
Code, too.
Wow.
So.
Another thing that I would like to, like, just put out there is that, like, we also have a lot to grow. And there's a lot of concepts and ideas that we are exploring and learning as we are talking. You know,
100%.
We're not, like, perfect scripted things that we've been, like, prepared to, you
exactly,
know, provide
yeah.
the correct answer to.
Right.
As we're talking the podcast, that's the kind of the purpose of a podcast, to make an opinion about an idea.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're not going to say the right things all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just having that recognition would be nice, too, is that we're all growing and we all are exploring and figuring out what we believe.
We're all so young still. We don't know shit about life. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, we trying.
And I like that I'm able to... This is like a little diary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude,
it's like a real-life diary.
Yeah.
And one day I'll be able to look back at it and either cringe or laugh.
Yeah.
Something that Dumbfounded actually said that stuck with me...
Oh, really?
About our purpose was, he was like, yeah, I wish I had, there was a podcast when I was young that talked about topics like sex, taboo topics,
right.
like Asian inferiority complex, superiority complex.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like these things haven't been discussed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we are also trying to figure it out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's also why, like, I'm cool with it. I know Jason's cool. We're used to the hate because it's also like podcasting is kind of set up so that people could give their opinion in the comments and shit.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Honestly, you guys are more than welcome to stitch our shit.
Yeah, bro. Like,
and give your opinion.
Yeah, like keep doing it, please, bro.
I'd be like, that shit's going crazy.
No, for real, bro. I fuck with it, bro. The only thing I don't like is my sister's like, yo, how do you feel about getting hate? I'm like, yo, chill, bro. Chill, bro. I'm used to it, bro. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel
it's
like
all good.
And, yeah, it's all good. Yeah.
Like, shout out to y'all for rocking with us, man.
For
like,
real,
I know,
bro.
Like, the people that actually watch.
It's crazy,
and don't
bro.
Take it out of context. Yeah. Like, you guys know our true intentions is not like that at all.
Exactly, yeah.
It's so crazy to see how, like, our viewers know our personality so well.
They do, they do. Dude, also, bro, this is random, but I know who watches for real and who doesn't. Because last episode, right? People are like, yo, like, why did the mic cut out at 28? I'm like, bro, there's
you
a whole header.
It.
There's a whole header in the intro, my G. A whole header.
Yeah. Yeah, audio going off in 3, 2, 1. Yeah. Yeah. What's on the visual side?
No, yeah, we apologize for that.
We
that
do.
Yeah, well, I mean, we didn't make like a vocal announcement.
Right,
yet.
Right.
Yeah.
One more time, hashtag it's okay, Jason.
Hashtag it's okay, Jason.
Bro, when I found out after the whole episode was recorded that like an hour
pissed.
Was gone. Like, I was heated, bro.
I know.
But there was one really sweet comment, and I want to shout this comment out. They were saying, I feel like Jason is the type of person where, like, if something goes wrong, like, he's going to be so, like, sad. And
I know
that's
exactly
true,
what's going on.
Yeah, but then he ended it with, what a hustler.
I know. You guys, so when the audio cut last week, like, it was all of me and Paul were like, it'll be fine.
It's okay.
Like, we can use the camera audio on Jason. Jason's like, our life
bro,
is over.
I was literally about to punch somebody. I was about to punch somebody, bro. No,
I know.
Bro.
Okay. But I also have something to say.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say thank you to all the amazing comments that were in the last video. Mm. Like, it was so sweet. Like, I read every single one, and, like, it touched my heart.
Yeah.
Megu was crying.
Yeah.
Megu was crying. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really sorry the audio cut off for that great segment.
For real, bro.
Yeah.
But, like, the comments made me so happy. Like,
dude, yeah, I noticed a lot of the girls were, like, they're like, could relate to you
and
shit. Yeah,
and I like that. I want you guys to be able to relate to, like, you know, all these things. And, like, it makes us help feel a little less alone.
Yeah.
You know? I'm telling you, man, that, like, girls, it's hard to make friends, bro.
Yeah.
I know that's a struggle with girls.
Yeah.
For real.
Does it make you feel good? Because, you know, sometimes me and Jason's reactions to your stories with, like, we don't relate.
Yeah, I mean, but you
guys, the comments would be like, yo, like, I totally relate to you, Megan, like the guys who hate girls.
Oh yeah.
You know that
oh
shit?
I saw
yeah.
that comment too.
Yeah,
thank you for understanding what I was talking about.
I'm like, I'm glad you know? There's people who understand, because I was kind of, I didn't understand at the time.
I see the comments, they're like, what is Megan talking about? You know what I mean? And I'm just trying to, you know, get you guys to understand.
The girls get it. The girls who get it get it.
The girls who get it.
Yeah.
I also think what Megan goes through is actually a very normal and pretty common thing that a lot of girls go through that aren't just talked about.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It's like an embarrassing thing. Like, I don't have a lot of true girlfriends. It's like embarrassing almost
to say. It is hard to say.
It is.
Very hard to say. So, like, that was a very brave moment for you to say that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Powerful.
Thank you.
Of course.
Hashtag
of course.
It's okay, Megan.
For sure. Should we move into some questions?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I have a question from the YouTube that I want to talk about.
Okay, bet. Okay.
Shout out Lewis L7555.
Damn.
Thank you for leaving the question.
Lewis.
But he said, is dating within the friend group cool or not?
Ooh, this is a hot topic right
this
here.
This is a very hot topic.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, honestly, I'm going to say it's not good.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's so many problems if the relationship ends.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that I understand why it happens so frequently, bro.
Yeah. Like, imagine a group of like 10, five girls, five guys.
Oh, for sure something's
bound
happening.
To happen.
Yeah,
something
at least
happen.
One relationship in there.
Bro, like, homie hopping is such a thing, bro.
It is.
Like, being and dating within the friend group is so real.
Homie hopping?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's a common.
Like, sleeping around?
Yeah.
I feel like that's just, it's like that's like your main group of people that you see every single day eventually.
Right.
Also, apparently, you know, guys can't be friends with girls unless they're attracted to them. You know what I mean? Makes sense.
Yeah, no, it's true.
It is kind of true.
I love when my group of guys like gets together with a with a group of girls, and bro, like we're all
everyone's matched up.
So yeah, so suddenly we're all matched up and we're going to the OC fair together and shit. Like, dude, that's my fucking shit right there.
No, I totally
like that's my shit. You know what I mean? But I know that like as soon as one couple is done, it kind of trickles.
It trickles for sure.
Like, because obviously, you know, girls are for the girls, guys are for the guys. Mm-hmm. If one couple breaks up, that girl's talking shit.
Yep.
The girls are taking her side.
Yep.
And now, you know, obviously the guys are taking the guy's side.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then now it's like kind of awkward because some couples are still dating.
Yeah.
But they're going back and then talking shit.
Yeah.
They're dating. It's that's when it gets tricky.
Yeah.
Like, that's when it gets messy. But for sure, when it's all good, when it's coupled up, four on four, OC fair, bro. That's my fucking shit, bro.
Dude, I totally agree. But I'm always the friend that like doesn't have a guy.
Oh, what the fuck?
It's always like a bunch of couples, and then I'm just like hanging out with them. You know what I mean?
And like, couple you never want an eighth wheel or seventh wheel.
Yeah, That was literally our friend group in LA, bro. Literally, like all of them are coupled up, and it's just me. But now he's single too, so it doesn't matter.
You know what? Now that you keep bringing up OC Fair, I think I thought of why.
Yeah.
Dude, this fool popped out with the fucking three guys, three girls on their backs with the OC Fair photo. OC it was Fair so funny, bro.
Ferris wheel in the back photo, bro.
Can we insert that, bro? Yeah, the iconic photo.
Wait, when was that?
This was like back in the day.
Dude, yeah, this is like high school.
Legendary. All three of the boys posted it too. I was like, damn, bro.
No, honestly, that shit's so fun, though.
It is cute
because
as fuck.
It's like literally, you could talk to your girl and you could talk to your guys.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Literally, and everyone's having a good time. Like, it's not awkward because everyone knows each other.
Yeah, not awkward at all.
No, yeah. Like, one of the best times was like when I had my boyfriend, we'd go on like double dates, bro. That shit was so fun.
It is lit.
Like, double dates is so fun.
Would you guys recommend dating within the friend group, though?
Definitely not, bro.
Not?
I feel like you have to. It's kind of a rite of passage, I feel like.
Oh, you just have to. Just to get the experience.
I feel like it's just like, it's like a, what's the word?
I know what you're saying.
What's the word?
Like a milestone?
No. It's bound to happen. What is that called?
Like, it's just a part of life, is what you're saying.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's a
rite of passage.
No.
It's a TikTok word.
It's a TikTok word.
It's the
it's a canon event.
Yeah. It is a. It's like a high school college canon event.
Canon event.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had like things within a friend group, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that just sucks too. So like, yeah.
So what do you guys say about this?
Dude, I'm down, bro. Fuck that.
You're down.
Yeah,
you're down.
Fuck it, bro.
Have you dated within your friend group before?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. It's fun.
Yeah. So for me, it was like it happened within a fraternity. So I was in a fraternity.
Mm. Oh yeah, yeah.
As a professional fraternity, so it's girls and guys.
Right.
Within
our
pledge group, there's a lot of incest going on in the brotherhood.
Oh, I love
you know
that.
What's crazy?
I love that.
People are always like, white people are the most like incest within friend groups, but it's everyone, you guys. Like, it's literally every friend group that you can think of. There's some incest going on within.
Bro, love that. Because you're spending like so much time.
Yeah that's you're, why. Yes,
you're
bro.
Bonding.
Yeah, yeah you're like bonding. Getting pledged together, and then you like, you know.
Yeah, playing all liners together.
Dude, yeah.
Dude, that shit is so fun.
Yeah, like, bro.
The anxiety you get from like that kind of thing.
Yeah,
is crazy.
Getting caught or like, jealousy. Yeah, it's all fun.
No, it's so funny when like, you get with somebody within the friend group and you're both like, okay, we can't tell anyone.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a sneaky.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone finds out.
No, it was so funny because like we both were like, we can't tell anyone. Uh-huh. Okay. This is going to stay between us. And we like finger locked. Literally the next day, I told my girlfriend and he told all the guy friends. So it was like, we all knew, but no one talked about it for like a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, they would like drop little hints about it. And I'm like, what are you guys talking about? You know, like eventually everyone knows.
That feeling is fun though.
Yeah. And when that first couple gets locked in, then every other couple kind of trickles in.
Yeah. Once one happens, because everyone kind of wants to do it too.
Bro.
But
then it's not going to work out though.
Yeah, it's like, not going to work out. That's the problem.
Yeah, it never works out. And then you guys always split friend groups.
Dude, yeah, the whole friend group is gone after
that,
the
friend group is gone at the end, but it is like a lot of fucking
the
fun.
The peak of that though is amazing.
Oh yeah, the peak is amazing.
The peak of that shit is so exciting and so fun.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I got a second question.
Okay, bet.
So what are things guys do
uh-huh.
that would destroy female friendships?
Oh, God.
That's a good question, bro. That's a good-ass question.
Oh. What are things that guy would do that would destroy a girl's
friendship? Girlfriend groups. What are things guys do that would destroy girlfriend groups? Oh. So I have a list of three. And okay. Maybe you guys can think about yours. But the first one is guys make fun of anything out of the ordinary, bro.
Okay, yeah.
Like, literally, like, remember when Jemin pulled up to our club event?
Yeah.
And he was, like, wearing some, like, fucking BB cream? Yeah. And I just pointed that out.
Yeah, you did.
Literally, like, we would make fun of anything. Uh-huh. But if a girl showed up to a hangout, say, oh, your hair looks off today.
Oh, they would,
You know, that would destroy, like, yo, what the
fuck? That would actually.
You know what I mean? Because girls always compliment. But guys, when I see Paul and anything is fucked up, I'm like, yo, my G, what's going on? You know what I mean?
Okay, you know I was thinking, you mean like
if he had a style, I'd be like, yo, what the fuck is that?
You know? I feel like that wouldn't do. Okay.
And imagine a girl is like, yo, Sala, what's going on with you today?
That is true. Girls don't do that.
They don't do that.
I also don't think that. If something's wrong, I'd be like, I think you should fix your eyeliner. Yeah, I would say that. Yeah. I would say it nicely.
Like, if I haven't seen my boy in a while and, like, you know, he's put on a little weight, bro, I'd be like, my G, you got hit the gym. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That'd be out of, like, tough love.
Low-key, that is true,
but
actually.
If a girl did that, oh, it's end of the world.
That is
you
true.
Know what I mean?
That is true.
I would, I'd murder them. I think, I was thinking of more of, like a guy is flirting with two girls in
me
a friend
too.
Group.
You mean, like...
And then the girls start fighting with each other
exactly.
about that. That's what I was thinking.
That is another thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that guys do that girls would never do.
Yeah.
Another thing.
Oh, are you saying like what would guys do that girls don't do, or things that
things
guys do that
would
hate
that friendship?
That would destroy a girl friend group if they did the same.
Yeah.
A second thing that guys do is we love posting like ugly pics of guys. So like if my man is fucked up, like throwing up, we'll post that right on the Snap story. But girls would never do that.
Oh, that is true too.
You know what I mean? That's fine.
That's fine.
But girls would never do that.
But we would do that out of a funny context too. I do that with my girlfriends, I feel like.
Oh, really?
We'll post really funny, like they're on the floor, like passed out from drunk. Like we'd take a photo.
But unlike the public though, not on the
private.
Yeah,
like, you would put it on the private though.
Yeah, oh yeah, we wouldn't put it on public.
Like we would literally be like, yo, this guy fucked up. Straight up to the Instagram story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, Sola, you would never do that to your girlfriend.
I feel like something that girls do that guys don't do is like, before I post something, I send it to the girls and be like, hey, is it okay to post?
I'm not sending that
to the guys. No way.
I'm doing that with my boys. No, that's a good thing to do.
You know, like if I post a, like if it's a group picture and one girl has her eyes closed.
Right.
I'm not posting that picture.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's another one? I feel like guys, they see a really pretty girl and then the guys like call dibs. But then it doesn't really work out, so the next guy can kind of try.
Oh my God, yes.
Right?
Oh.
But like within girls, true. If a girl called dibs on a motherfucker.
You don't touch them, man.
Nothing. Mm-mm.
Even if it doesn't work out.
Even if it doesn't work out.
Then we shit on the guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I feel like with guys, like if it doesn't work out with one guy.
Yeah.
Oh, like next one, you know? Yeah.
Or if the girl's like leaning towards another guy or let the guy have it. That is true. That is true.
We don't let guys.
There's no rotation.
Yeah, there's no rotation at all.
It's a no touch zone.
No touch zone. Yeah.
Another thing I thought of is that guys will touch each other inappropriately. I don't think girls really do that.
Oh no.
Okay, but guys do that in a very jokey way.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
In a loving way.
No, but I'm saying like, bro, Paul, I would touch his ass. I would touch his chest. I'm touching everything.
No, I feel like that's same with girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Like I don't see girls like cupping a cheek.
Oh,
like,
in
you know, like,
and shit?
Like you know what I mean? Like, no, I go to Paul and I'm like literally like scooping his tit. Like this is like you know
oh, yeah,
I don't see
I'm
girls doing that.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
I'm always like don't chi me like you know it's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
Like
slapping a guy's ass. Like,
yeah. You know what I mean? I don't see girls in public like.
Yeah.
You know, like, guys like if you're walking up the stairs, like guys will just.
Oh yeah.
Pop
yeah.
A fucking,
oh yeah. Did I fucking slap Jason's ass so hard last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, with girls, it's like there's consent.
Yeah.
Like,
want
to touch?
Yeah.
Like, you guys will get drunk and, like, hug. But, like, I'm not, like, you guys aren't touching each other inappropriately. Like, guys
I feel
are.
Like it's more of, like, can you check out what's on my boob? And then it would be like that.
But, yeah, that's, like.
And you'd be, like, touch my boob.
Yeah.
Or, like, yeah. Or, like, girl, you've been working
but
on your
but this is,
ass?
Like.
Yeah. It'd be, like, a cute little tap.
Yeah.
But guys are, like, out of nowhere, like.
Yeah. If I just randomly slap Megan's ass out of nowhere, that'd be fucking weird.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, what's good, Megan?
I'll do the thing where it's like, if my girlfriend's laying down next to me, I'll like slap their ass and play with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or like lie on her ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not like the best example. But I was just thinking, because like, I don't really
see girls, I kind of understand what you're
saying. You know, like,
right.
Girl,
yeah,
like,
they do not
like,
do that.
They're not like, girls, they're not like, slap yeah,
yeah,
they're
hell
like,
no.
You know? And it's like, we do it sober. You guys do it drunk.
No, I'll do it sober.
Oh, is that yeah. you do it sober? Okay.
I feel like that it's like kind of similar, but we don't, I don't know. I feel like guys are just more, I don't know how to explain it with them.
A different variation of that question.
Yeah.
What are things guys can do that can break up a girlfriend group?
Ooh,
this is a little toxic.
Yeah.
It's very toxic.
It's a triggering question.
Yeah, I'm gonna think of all the red flag guys that I've known.
Yeah. What have you seen? What have you seen in the past?
I have one. Whoa. It's one where the guy like, it's where the guy blatantly compares me and another girl to both of us.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's crazy.
Like, I don't know, her outfit is sexier than yours. Right. Or you know what I mean? Like,
has that happened?
I don't think it has happened, but I'm imagining like if a guy like literally compared me to the girl next to me, there'll be some weird tension going
on.
Dude,
I'd be pissed than a motherfucker from that shit. Yeah. Oh my god.
Like if he commented on like a appearance.
Especially an outfit of mine, bro. Uh-huh. That's hands, bro. That's
would literally. You guys get mad if I was like, yo, you guys kinda look the same?
No.
That's a compliment.
That's a huge
Is that a compliment?
Yeah.
But it's kind of like grouping you guys as.
No. This is, she's taking it more of context of like, why don't you look good as this bitch? You know?
Exactly.
No. I know. She's like, that's a compare. I'm just saying, giving another example. Like, would you guys get mad?
Oh, no. Not at all. Okay. Not at all. I feel like another one would be like, let's say like the guy was like kind of talking to this one girl. And then he starts flirting with the other one.
That's what I was going to say.
That's the obvious one. Yeah, that's crazy too.
Dude, yeah. That breaks up friend groups for sure.
That's the heartbreak. That's a real
That
life.
Happens a lot too, I feel like. That
happens so much. It actually
like,
happens a lot.
And sometimes it's not even the guy's fault. It's like a girl, like, you like a guy, but the guy doesn't like you. They like someone else.
Yeah.
Or they just
then why would you talk to the other guy for a soul, other girl for so long?
I think it happens more when, like, let's say Megan called dibs. But I on me, but I actually like Sola. Mm-hmm. Then there's beef, but I didn't do anything wrong. You know what I mean?
Because you're, but you did.
Yeah,
you
but
did
then
something wrong because you're like.
But then you would hang out with me a lot, but then all of a sudden you're like, never mind, let me switch up.
No. It's not even that. It's like let's say I appeared out of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
You call it dibs. I didn't entertain nobody, but then I actually like Sola. Now there's beef between y'all because I'm pursuing Sola, but you call it dibs. That would break you guys up.
That could. I think the thing is,
I'm thinking more like we hung out before. That's why. But if we didn't hang out.
I'm sure we hung out as a group.
Yeah. But then, yeah, that would never happen.
I was going to say, more so than that, isn't it more like a party setting? Like, I can imagine a party setting. I'm walking around just talking to every girl.
Yeah.
And then just this one girl, I got her number. They happen to be like roommates or some shit. I'm like, oh, shit. I didn't even know. But I'm talking to both of them.
Exactly.
I feel like this situation happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens a lot where it's like she calls dibs. It would be exactly like in a party situation.
Yeah, that's happens, bro.
Yeah.
Because sometimes like girls, I feel like if they're not that close, they don't talk about what guys they're like. Just beginning to entertain.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're only gonna tell your girl if it's like locked in, probably, right?
No,
like
yeah. I never really like talking about like my crush.
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like I've been in a couple of those where it's like
no,
both
same.
Girls. I'm like, do they live together? Fuck. Hopefully
and then
they don't
I'm
talk.
Like, I'm like, maybe I should have talked about it more.
Yeah. Because then you'll call dibs in your head, but then Tola will call dibs out loud first. Mm-hmm. So who really called dibs? You know?
Do girls even call dibs like that? I feel like they don't.
No, but we'll say things like
he's so cute. Yeah, that's what we. That's like our.
And then you just gotta get the hint if the other girl says it.
Yeah.
Then you gotta back off.
Immediately.
Damn.
Yeah. I just don't like that. I don't like competition. I get way too competitive, and then it gets like angry and heated, and then I can't even express that I'm angry and heated. You know what I mean?
I mean, guys, you kind of have to call dibs fast.
Really?
Fast.
So like how do guys call dibs? Let's say like you guys are at a party and like
we
walk in, you know? And bro, then how are you like, are you immediately
literally
like mine?
My ex when she walked in the door, she pulled up with five girls, pulled up to our friend's house. Literally, when she pulled up to the door, I texted the group chat, dibs on my ex. No cap.
Each guy too. Dibs.
Literally, I said dibs on blink. That's kind of I said it as a joke, kind of.
Right.
But like, you know, I was kind of serious.
Is that kind of like a thing that happens a lot?
I think it does. I think it more so because like there's 20 guys in the house.
Yeah.
So then, how do the guys help?
Do the guys say anything about it?
Yeah, they don't help. It's more so like every guy's getting their own.
Because every guy's kind of shooting their shot pretty fast. So that's why you got to call the dibs so that someone else doesn't swoop.
Right. That is definitely more so in that 20-man house for sure, actually. Yeah.
Because
like
guys will respect the dibs.
Right, a little bit. Especially if you live with them. Oh, yeah, for sure.
They'll respect it and give you a little bit of time.
Let's say like you didn't get with her though.
And
she got with another guy.
She has to make it clear that she's obviously attracted to another guy, and then the guy will let go of the dibs.
And then are you gonna get mad at the guy?
Nah.
Yeah, probably not.
If I call dibs on you, like when you walked in the door, but you're obviously not giving me no attention, and you're like hanging out with another guy, and then.
But then would you guys be mad?
No.
Because like you just didn't like us, so why would we be mad?
Yeah,
so logical.
But I feel like if it was vice versa, let's say I liked somebody, but then that guy liked you so much more. I feel like between girls, like girls will feel some type of way.
Oh, for sure, the girls.
It's not like a logical handoff.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh yeah, definitely not with the girls. Like, yeah.
Like it's like, bitch, you know I call dibs.
Exactly.
Like, you know.
Exactly.
And it's like, oh, it's so logical. It's not even like, you know, anyone's fault. But at the end of the day, you just get cheese at your friend.
I don't know why it's like that for girls.
It's a jealousy thing.
It's a huge jealousy thing.
It's the same exact scenario right here as like the ex thing.
What?
Like say.
Oh, meeting the ex?
Yeah.
Fair game, bro.
Yeah. Like for guys, it's like, you know, it's all good. Like if you talk to a girl and then your homie gets at her. But then for the girls, like they would be mad at their friend.
Forgetting
with the ex. Like they wouldn't get mad at the ex.
I think it's because girls don't really like shoot their shot a lot.
They don't really hold.
You know, guys have like hella crushes.
Yeah.
Like, we find a lot of girls attractive.
That's true.
Girls kind of go one at a time.
That is true.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
So if I have to, you know, if I have to let one go,
it's easy.
I can move on to another one the next day.
True. That is what it is. Yeah. That is so true. Yeah.
You guys are so lucky. You know.
you can think of this way too.
No, you know what I think about all the time is how gorgeous girls are. Like literally I think about this all the time. I'm just like on TikTok all the time. I'm like, you are so pretty. And then like finding a really pretty guy is a little so rare, you know? But I feel like girls are so pretty, and like I'm like, we're blessed.
Yep.
No, but that is so true.
Do you know Doma?
I feel like the older you get, the more women learn to appreciate other women.
Yeah, dude, Coachella. Oh my god.
Everyone's so gorgeous.
So many pretty girls. I talked to so many pretty girls too, and I was like, you're so pretty, you know what I mean? But like guys, you know, there's a lot of hot guys, you know, but like once you sit down and you're like kind of scoping your area, not as many as you would see as you're walking.
Wait, let me ask you this. Is it because your guy judgment is just harsher than how you're judging these girls?
No.
Are you sure?
You know what it is? I think a lot of girls, our eyes are not like freaking dilated to capture all the guys' faces.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're not like we need to find the baddest guy out here. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I just feel like your standard for what you're calling a girl as pretty is much lower than like considering a guy that's good looking. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
True.
I mean, I'm a very straight woman who likes men a lot.
Right.
But I feel like.
But you're more inclined to call girls pretty than guys pretty.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like I can only count with one hand like how many handsome guys I know.
Exactly.
But you'll hit any club and say any girl's pretty.
All the girls are really pretty.
You know what I mean? Like 7 and up for a girl, you're saying, oh, pretty. But for a guy, they have to be like a 10 for you to call him pretty.
No.
Also, there is the factor of makeup too. Like if we spent 2 hours before Coachella putting on makeup, you would think there's a lot of cute guys. You know what I mean?
You know what? Actually, that reminds me.
Yeah.
I feel like guys who are really, really handsome are like really, really handsome because they don't have makeup. You know what I mean?
Wait, say that again.
Like, I feel like if a guy is really hot with no makeup, I'm like, wow, they're really hot.
But like, what guy wears makeup?
Yeah, no, yeah.
But like, for girls, it's like, you're really hot.
But because you're wearing makeup?
But it's like with the help of the makeup.
That's what I was trying to say. Like, girls have makeup to enhance their features, which makes more girls pretty. But that guys don't really have anything that could enhance.
You know what I mean? That is very true.
That is true.
Although I did realize one thing that I just noticed at an event, that a guy has that will like enhance their appearance by a million times.
What is it?
What?
It's their eyeball color.
Man. Of course, bro. Of course.
Oh, she likes blue eyes. No,
because I saw a guy that I would say maybe like he's like a 6 or 7.
Okay.
But he had blue eyes.
But he had green eyes.
Oh,
and I was like, wow, I'm just mesmerized.
You got lost in them eyes. Color.
You know, I was like, if you did not have this color, I wouldn't even think you're, you know.
Right, because that's rare.
Yeah,
it's very rare.
You know, like, because of that, guys go and get these crazy ass surgeries to make their eye colors crazy, and they go blind a year later, bro.
What? You can change your color of your eye?
Yeah.
So dangerous.
There's people who get this like insane blue, bro. It's like fucking the lightest ocean blue. It looks so fake.
Having blue eyes is like not that good for you, though.
They go blind, literally.
They go blind.
Yeah, I think it's like a mutation or something. Yeah, I think it's
It's also like you like just bring in more light. You don't have as much melanin and it'll protect you in your eyeballs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyways, if I like, if I'm like really, if I really like a guy,
right?
Like, and I like really like them, I'll always look at them. I'm like, you're so pretty. You don't even need makeup. I always think that.
Me too.
Yeah, I always look at a guy. I'm like, dude, you're so pretty. You know, but like, you don't even need anything. You wake up and you look like that.
No, that's how I like to think about girls too. Like, I'll know a girl's really pretty without
the makeup.
Like, I see her in the morning. It's like, wow, you're actually really pretty.
That's when you got
Yeah, and then they put the makeup on and they're even prettier.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
I just have a question though. Jason, this is for you, bro. Yeah. Imagine like a girl, right? She always only wears colored eye contacts. Like, right when she wakes up, colored eye contacts. But you know it's not her like actual normal color.
Yeah.
Does that bother you at all?
I don't think that would, because like a girl with brown eyes versus a girl with blue eyes, it doesn't like change
too much
for me. Like, it doesn't make her more attractive to me.
Right. Yeah. I guess more so for me, it's like, because I would get annoyed a little.
Yeah. It's like,
just because like, yo, why are you doing all that?
Yeah, there's no need to do all that.
I like, that's why I really want to try color contacts, but I'm afraid I'm going to like it too much. So that's why I've never dabbled in that. Yeah,
it's dangerous. It's risky, bro.
Yeah, I don't want to dibble and dabble in that
section. It's like an automatic filter.
Kind of
like a temporary filter,
but it looks good. Don't get me wrong, it looks great, but all the time is kind of crazy, bro. Like, what's the most important facial feature you look for in a future partner?
A future partner?
I have potential partner. I have like uncommon ones.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I really, really like.
Like on the face?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Cat whiskers. Cat whiskers.
I'm sorry?
Dimples. What's that?
Oh, dimples.
I have it sometimes too. And when I have it, I look so cute. But literally, there's like a specific dimple that you could get on your cheek when you laugh a lot. Yeah. And it's like little tiny like dimples on your cheeks. Here? Yeah, yeah. And they're called like cat whiskers.
Oh, okay.
Cat whisker dimples. If anyone has that shit, it's the cutest. Like,
do guys have that?
Some guys have it. Really? Yeah. Damn, when they laugh, they get like a little dimple up here.
Yeah, dimples go crazy. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Dimples go crazy.
These dimples obviously so cute, but the cheek dimples, bro. Oh my god, so cute. And freckles.
Really?
Freckles.
I love freckles.
Sunspots.
I love sunspots. I remember like. One time I would like count all the little freckles on their face.
Me too. When they're sleeping.
I know.
How many are
there? Asians don't really get freckles.
I know,
though.
That's why I like it so much. And then sometimes they'll have like a little back freckle and then they'll hate it. And I'm like, I like this. I name each freckle. I'm like, this one here. It's so cute.
I do feel on the freckles though. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that shit too, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I love it when a girl has a small face, bro.
Oh.
Like a small ass face, like literally,
right.
It's covered with just my hand.
Right, that's like very traditional, bro.
No, like, I like hold her head. I'm like, yo, what the? It's so small.
They love when the space is like the chumok size. Yeah. They always say, you know,
it's like so small with big eyes. Oh, that's crazy.
I like the eyes. Yeah, I don't know exactly what style of eye, but I yeah.
Like big eyes, right?
Not even big, bro.
I have a specific style of eye that I like.
Really?
Yeah. It's like Asian guys with like an eyelid and they look like very sad. It's like very small and sad.
Like it tilts this way?
No, it's like they, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but there's like a specific guy look that's like, you look a little depressy, a little like you can murder somebody vibe. Oh.
Like, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Do you have anything?
I'm like, come here.
Let me heal you. For me, I always found when a guy has like a little slash in his eyebrow, cute.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Bro, that was like a trend like a year ago or some shit.
No, I don't care about 20. I don't care about the trend. I like it when a guy can pull it up.
It looks good. I can't lie.
It looks
really
good.
Yeah,
really?
I like getting it, but it's just so not professional. It's just like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I'm not gonna lie. This is a hot topic. Hola is in a way the conventional things that like people stereotypically like, like a eyebrow slit. You eat it up. Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, what she likes is a attractive feature.
You know,
of a lot of people.
You know, actually, why I thought of that?
Why?
Because I was watching Tyla's
Vogue,
Tyla's
Get Ready.
Vogue Get Ready with me. Maybe I like it on a girl. Shit.
Oh. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe I actually like it on a girl. Maybe not a guy.
Oh, she had the slit.
She had the slit, and I was like, ooh, she's rocking it. And I was like, you know, I find that attractive.
I mean, Tyler's a baddie, though.
This goes back to our question of masculine lesbian girls, bro.
Yeah, you know, maybe that's what I'm attracted to.
I think you're just, I think Tyler is an attractive girl, so anything she does is attractive.
That is true.
You know what I mean? Like, she could have shaved her shit off, and you'd be like, damn. You know what I mean?
What are the other traditional things you think I would like?
Like, I feel like you would like a guy with like a mid part, slightly permed,
pearl
necklace.
No.
Fucking, like, a couple tattoos.
What did you say last episode? You said you love it when they post you a lot or some shit. Like, that's some
type of
thing. Why are you guys? I think.
No, I don't believe that. I'm
just saying. Okay, let's just go back to the other question.
Yeah.
I'll say a little hot take.
Okay. Oh, yeah, hot take.
I don't like big lips.
Oh, really?
Oh, on guys.
Or
just
like,
in general or in guys?
And with guys. Because, like, I'll, like, try to kiss you. Or, like, I've kissed a guy with, like, really big lips. And it's just, like, engulfing my face. Because I have a very small mouth.
Right.
You know? And, like, big lips, it just doesn't work well. I feel like it's just, like, eating my shit up. You know?
Yeah. I love the big lips,
I don't like the super pillowiness. You know? Like, some people have big lips. And I think it's gorgeous to look at. Mm-hmm. You feel me? It's great, but I just can't, you know, it's not compatible with me.
Or maybe it's because like guys' lips are just naturally bigger than the girls.
No. That's not true.
I would say that, yeah.
Because we're just bigger, we have a bigger face, so naturally our lips are bigger. No?
You know, no.
No?
Is that, I don't think so.
Because like, you think about like kissing a guy and like, sometimes it's just like hella sloppy. I'm like, bro.
Oh, you like the clean kisses.
Clean, slow.
Wait, that's
ones.
Literally why I don't like the small lips. It's like too, like, I'm not getting
too
enough
clean.
Lip in there, bro. Yeah. It's like empty.
Oh, I mean, that's where the tongue comes in.
Yeah. It's like based on what lip we have, I think.
Yeah. I have a very small little mouth. You know what I mean? I have a really small mouth. Like, I'm not even, you know? So, like, it's not compatible.
Oh, so you're a tongue kisser is what you're saying.
I'm a tongue kisser.
No, but
I think
about girls get their lips done a lot, so that's why their lips are bigger usually.
Yeah, true.
I think my lips are proportional to my face, though.
Yeah. You're the only one talking about small lips.
Oh, but I want to know. You guys are like, what's like a really bad kiss and like a good kiss?
Ooh.
Hmm. You can start.
I don't want to start it. You start it.
Good kiss?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just want there to be like good enough tongue action.
Like, can you like categorize good kisses and bad kisses?
Yeah, I could definitely.
I feel like we had this conversation and Jason said no.
Like, one time I had a bad kiss. It was because literally like the upper lip was not there. almost. Oh. So like,
what does that even look like?
They just have really thin.
When people,
lips.
Some people, when they smile, their upper lip goes away. I don't want to bring out any insecurities, but that is a thing.
Yeah. Mm.
And I just, like it was just difficult because I'm hitting their tooth is hitting me. You know, because their teeth are showing. So it's a little tough. Yeah. Like I want to be able to suck your lip. You know, like bite your lip. I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Okay. I don't like it when sometimes the guy just be doing that too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like some guys are like, it's my signature to like stuck on the lip and like bite that shit.
It's like the guy who just learned how to choke a girl and he just chokes it the whole time. You know, like they just learned a new trick and they can't stop doing it.
I know. It should be like a one or two times in the makeout. But sometimes the guy is just like, bite.
Yeah, you're like, chill, my lip.
My shit hurts, bro. It starts like bleeding.
Yeah, bro. No, that's not it. That's not it. What about y'all, though?
Dude, I feel like I don't even use tongue like that for real, bro. I'm like just a lip on lip.
Lip on lip.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I'm a big tongue girl.
It's because you got small lips, though.
No, that's how it's fun,
you
though.
You got to overcompensate, huh? Whoa. But even the tongue, though, the guy's got to lead the tongue.
Really?
Because I just felt like because I'm not leading the tongue, the girl doesn't push the tongue back.
Maybe.
You know, a girl's not just gonna shove a tongue down a guy's throat.
But also, those girls are hella Korean. Like, the Latino girls? Oh, dude, they're shoving it in there, bro. Yeah.
I haven't had a makeout in so long.
A proper makeout is...
Dude, yeah, I think so I'm not... Good. I'm not experienced in the...
the makeouts. The makeouts.
The art of the tongue.
Interesting.
I
don't think...
I feel like my...
Like, what is the motion you're making with your tongue?
I can't even imagine.
Is it like a in and out, or is it like a circular? What is he doing?
No, it's like an in and out.
Yeah, in and out. In and out. Straight
in?
Just like how you fucking know. It's in and out.
It's like a...
It's like this.
Are you... Is your tongue on the bottom, or is it on the top?
It don't matter. Yeah, it don't matter, bro. You could suck their tongue, too, if you're feeling freaky, bro.
It's got to be like a little bit of tongue and then you pull away for a while. So it's just your lips. Right, and then you go back into tongue. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. See, you've done it enough. Yeah, see,
oh my god.
I can tell Megan's a
dirty...
good kisser. I can
bro,
tell.
I just
I
want
tell.
A dirty
makeout.
I haven't had a makeout in so long. Dude, I'm touch deprived.
Hot take, dirty makeout better than a bad fuck, bro. Is that a hot take?
It's not a hot take. That's facts.
No, that's
facts?
Such
no,
facts.
I don't agree with that.
That's facts.
Sometimes like that little like body buildup of just making out with each other is so
you feel
hot.
It, bro. Like you waiting for her to touch downstairs and you already like ready. Like that whole dynamic is just like yo. Yeah.
I eat that shit.
You know what I'm saying though? Yeah.
This is like you're in the car.
Right. Exactly what I'm imagining.
This is like you're in the car and you guys are like, what
you
are
don't
we
know
doing?
Who's gonna make the next move.
Yeah. What are we doing out here?
Bro, that shit's
and wild. You just get a makeout in and like it's still foggy after the makeup, bro.
I gotta say though, the first makeout with a new partner is always the most fun.
Oh, that is great. That is great.
Yeah. There's nothing about like a drunk makeout.
Right.
Oh, dude. Yeah,
a drunk.
Right.
Drunk makeout. Right. Makeout is so fun.
What about drunk sneaky makeout?
Oh, even better. What do you mean? Even better.
Bring them up to the roof. The party's going on downstairs. Yes. Drunk as shit. Dude, oh my god.
Those are like peak moments of life right now.
Oh,
when
for
like
sure.
You're at a party and like you're with the guy and you're just vibing so well and you're like, let's go take a smoke or something. You know what I mean? And you just go up to the roof and
you
it's
already
just
know
you
the
two.
Text combo is amazing the next day after that too.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you guys are just like waiting to kiss each other.
I think this seat got this side is talking about the kissing too much, bro. It's their side now.
I know, I want you guys to speak on it.
To be honest, I prefer the sloppy than the clean.
Than the clean. Mmm.
Like
I see.
I need us to like struggle breathing.
Right. You become one. You become one.
Yeah, you kind of have to take a breath like in the middle.
Right.
Yeah.
Bro, Jason, let me break it down
for
you, bro.
I just don't like the saliva a lot.
That's what you do.
Clean it. What are you talking about?
Wipe it up.
My makeouts aren't like slimy.
Yeah.
I think for me, a good makeout is when. Like when you are switching hands.
Yeah. Side to side.
And the hands are just all over the place.
Is there a side you guys like? I don't like going this way. I'm always this way. I'm always to the right.
I'm always right.
Everyone's to the right. So someone has to go.
No.
But
the, right.
both the people. Oh wait. Go right.
Yeah. Both people go right.
Both people go.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She'd be going right. Oh, yeah. But I was gonna say, dude, that feeling when you're like fucking making out like crazy and you're like breathing and shit. Yeah. I like a comparison is in Avatar when they're linking their tails.
Oh,
dude, that's the moment you're that's locking the, souls the, with this person.
You're locked
right. Yeah.
Bro,
right before you fuck, bro.
That was a great analogy.
Right. Right. Yeah.
You know it's like the best though. It's like when you guys are making out.
Uh-huh. No, I'm trolling.
Oh, when you guys are like making out and like you like talk in between while you're making out.
That little laugh between the two. Yeah, that little smile.
Dude, these are all just Megan's fantasies right now.
No, I feel like
life stories.
Real thing,
yeah, real life stories.
You just haven't had a good makeout.
Yeah, it's cuz I don't lead the tongue, bro.
It's all good.
I don't lead the tongue.
In the bay, we'll get you one.
I don't it's been cuz I'm this guy's crazy, bro. Yeah, maybe it's because I'm not really experienced with the tongue, so I don't want to lead the tongue. You know what I mean?
I feel that though.
You gotta, you know, have confidence with it, but it's not you can't stiff it in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but don't get it twisted. I'm a good kisser. Don't get
it
fucked up.
Don't get
it fucked up.
No, yeah, right? Yeah.
But yeah, tongue, yeah. I don't really like it too sloppy.
Really?
Bro.
Why?
Like sober? Yeah, it's kind of like rather just like.
I almost want to say without the tongue, it's not a makeout.
I agree.
It's not a makeout at all.
I agree.
Yeah, a makeout is tongue. Yeah, I guess I'm not making out.
It's just like a.
Like we're kissing a lot. It's like we're kissing a lot.
Yeah.
It's not a makeout.
I feel like without the tongue.
Yeah.
Like there's gonna be no action.
Yeah,
afterwards.
You're missing something. Yeah.
I feel like some guys just don't like to make out like that.
You know what? That is actually so fact.
Yeah. I know why.
Why?
It's because they're in a rush to just fuck.
That might be true.
I think there's a lot of guys like they. It's like pointless almost. Like if they know they're gonna fuck the girl.
That's like the foreplay.
I feel like in the past it's been like they didn't like to make out too much. But I'm like, why can't we make out a little bit?
It's like a little bit of a high school thing. Because in high school, like a make out is equivalent to like you know smashing.
I see.
I would say making out for high schoolers.
No, but you'll flex a makeout in high school.
No, right. That is
true.
You know, you don't really, but as you grow up, it's not.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I made out with her.
I think the makeout is like the building of the tension.
Right.
Yeah. And, but then you don't give it to them.
Yeah, you feel like ready for it though. Yeah.
So I think it's the
build up. I feel like guys don't enjoy the journey enough, bro.
I agree. They don't want to go.
You know what I mean? They just want to get to the final destination.
I'll give you a sad reasoning though. Going back to the kissing thing, I think some guys don't kiss in that hookup situation because they don't like the girl that much.
Because
me personally, if I don't fuck with her, I'm not kissing her, bro.
Oh.
Even though my dingling's going in there, I'm not kissing her, bro.
Yeah, honestly,
that's a thing too.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have a passionate mate with somebody you don't fuck with, like soul-wise.
Right. Even if you try to, it's not going to be the same. Yeah.
That's the same thing with girls, though. Girls won't make out with somebody, right?
Yeah.
If you don't even like them.
I would rather make out with them than do everything else, though.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I would stop after the make out.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
The guys are just trying to get their thing in there, but I don't even want to look at your shit. You know what I mean?
Sometimes I'm almost like, I just want this make out to be a little longer.
Yeah.
Let's just enjoy this.
That's definitely a problem. Most guys are way too quick with it, right?
Guys, next time, kind of, you know, slow it down.
Yeah.
Enjoy the moment.
Yeah, tease me a little.
Exactly.
Make me want it.
Exactly.
You know what, though? One thing I noticed is, like, when you have your own place or, like, apartment or whatever and you bring a girl back, it's harder to go slow in the foreplay for me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, it's easier when I'm, like, on, like, a full date with them and I go to the beach, then it starts building and then we go to eat and then, say, I start holding her hand.
Oh, yeah.
Drive home, start kissing. You know what I mean? Like...
That's true. That's true.
But yeah,
true.
If I bring her home, it's like, bro, what foreplay are we doing, bro? Like, let's just go to the bed, dude. What are you doing?
Yeah, which kind of sucks.
It does.
I feel like a lot of times, like, I'll just, for girls, they would enjoy it so much more.
Yeah.
If there was a buildup.
I think that's actually why a lot of girls don't end up
finishing.
Finishing.
Really?
Because there wasn't enough of that.
They're not ready
beforehand.
Yet. Yeah.
That's why girls a lot of fake it because it's like,
they just
I'm
also
not ramped up.
Yeah, they also want that shit to get over with. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So it's like, I think there was like a study too that like a lot of girls like we actually can finish through even just foreplay.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
So like
for girls, there's like different kinds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As a guy, I feel like it's just a boom. You know?
Yeah.
But like, for girls, there's so many. And like, y'all need to learn.
Yeah, that's actually so true. There's so many ways that, that a girl can finish.
Different
kinds,
yeah. Different intensities, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think with everything that, I think pacing, if a guy can pace himself, that's the chef's kiss.
Pacing, yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, that no, that's like, key.
When they can push and pull.
Yeah, push and pull
throughout.
The makeup or the whole, everything.
I think the art of pacing for us is like, it's the master.
The anticipation of it makes it better for us.
I agree.
See, that's one of the things that I had to work on from my current relationship. The pacing, bro.
Yeah, it's not about just the in and done.
You got to go like 2 miles per hour sometimes back to the 20, you know?
No, I make
like,
that mistake.
Yeah, but bro.
Even as a girl, though, like, I don't know why, but I always felt this, that like, I just want the guy to finish.
Yeah,
that, like,
same.
That I also rush into it.
Same.
Because I just want him to feel good.
Yeah.
But I think like,
same.
I'm learning that like, I gotta enjoy this too.
Yeah.
You
know what's like the biggest factor for me is like hand positioning.
I think hands are so important.
Yeah, yeah.
Hands
like, so don't important. Just like heat that shit up. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Oh, I got a huge tip for the boys, bro. Why? Huge tip, bro. You know where the hand goes? Mm-hmm. Okay, so say you're a missionary, bro.
Missionary, yeah.
Right below the belly button, fam. You push down on that
thing. That's old news.
You push down on that, but it's
that's
effective.
That's old news.
Auto.
You know the crazy one is like when they go behind your back. Behind your back, and they're like holding your shoulders from the back.
See, I only seen that one on Twitter. Is that one really good?
Wait.
No, they're like.
So they're hugging you.
They're hugging you from
right.
Yeah.
But they're not like they're kind of like body to body,
chest to chest, and they're like pushing down from the shoulders.
Yeah,
right. But they're
I'm the guy.
You're chest to chest with them, right?
Yeah.
Also, they're kind of laying on top of you.
Kinda.
Oh, you like that one?
Oh, I love that.
And they're going crazy. Oh, they going crazy. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh no, I feel that.
The shoulder push down.
No, I feel that. No. I'm crazy with that one. Yeah.
I like it when, you know what, never mind.
No, go.
Honestly, the girls like when you guys talk about this kind of stuff. Because girls don't talk about this shit.
All right, I'm gonna do this one for the girls.
Yes, sir.
Mom, dad, I'm so sorry. Like, I like it when guys use like accessories.
What do you mean,
like
by
a
that?
Pillow?
Oh, like toys?
Like pillows or whatever it is. I feel like the hands are so important too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But if a guy can pull out something and then just
even
make it better, it's like, all right.
Wait, like, can I ask, what can they pull out aside the pillow? Yeah, like
a pillow, a blanket? Like what?
I mean, there could be a lot of things.
I kind
of
like it if like
clothes.
It could be like, we don't have to always be on the bed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I like it if all of a sudden, like, we're on the wall or something.
Dude,
I'm a huge
adventure man. Dude, the outside, the better, bro.
Adventure time.
Oh, God, bro. Adventure time P, bro. Oh, my God.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you're in the bathroom.
The sad thing about the, like, exploring outside of the bed is, like, the proportion has to match.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes it's a hit or miss.
It's not always the best, too.
No, you can figure it out, bro.
You can.
I got a foot
out.
Difference, bro. You can figure it out.
That is true, bro. I was going to say, bro, like, when they're too short, like, a position like doggy won't work.
Yeah. It's
bro, it's like, it won't work.
Yeah. There's the other ways, yeah.
Like, they...
Like, I'm off the bed, bro.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just standing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's best.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, there's like, I'd like watched the YouTube video recently, and it was a girl talking about like empowering your sexuality, like using your voice more about it. And she like taught a new position, and it was like, it was just like, it was more catered towards the girl. And there's a lot of positions that are catered towards the girl more that I need to learn more, because I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I feel like I just do it because it's like very common, like it's a good common, everyone does this position, you know, and like everyone's comfortable with it. But I feel like as girls, you should learn what positions are best for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like look that shit up.
It's tough though, because you're not gonna like mid pipe, you're not gonna be like, hey,
that's what I'm
hit
saying,
hit me like this, you know.
No, why not?
What
like,
if a girl
no, no,
was
I'm
like,
saying, no,
like
no,
that?
You can, I'm saying most girls won't. You're not gonna be like, yo, hit me like this.
What if a girl like randomly hits you with a new position that they want to try? Like, are you like
mid pipe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're like, I mean, I would do it, of course.
Yeah.
But
Would you be like caught off guard?
Yeah, I'd be caught off guard because it never happened. But I'd respect it.
I think a girlfriend would do that. I don't know if a hookup would do that.
Never. I've never gotten told what to do, actually.
Wow, really?
Like during. Never.
Really?
I feel like it's like, I feel like I get turned on when the power shifts.
Really?
Like, but it's like, it's not always on me. Like,
yeah, sometimes,
no, not in like a weird way. Okay, not in like an aggressive way. Yeah, I'm not like aggressive with
it.
Come here, Scott. You know what I mean? But like, I love it. I love it when like, you know, like when I'm leading and he's leading, but right. But naturally switches off.
Right.
Yeah.
You ever hit him with like, you sit your ass down?
No. I'm not making him like kneel and shit. No.
I would say I'm like 80-20.
What's the 80? Listening?
The guy.
Yeah.
The only time a girl kind of takes control is when they're on top.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But other than that, it's like, it's really up to the guy, I feel like.
No, I feel like even if you're receiving, you can still contort in a way.
I would say more verbally of like how fast they're going. That's what I would. I would be like, slow down.
Girls do that. You know, yeah, girls be doing that.
But I feel like that's the only thing that I'm like telling the guy to do.
Really? Oh, you would tell a guy to slow down?
Yeah.
Mm. Girls do that. Hella. Yeah. For sure. All right, should we move to the next thing?
Wait, have you guys taken that test?
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like if you're super dominant or super submissive, and there's like a bunch of weird questions.
Yeah, so that it gives the result, basically gives you what type of person I know you exactly are, and it's like the percentages of how much you are in each category.
Really?
No, I literally took it, and I was like 10% submissive. Oh no, like 80% submissive, something.
There's
5%
so many
dominant.
Yeah, there's so many different types of. Like lover, you can be. You can be a like a
bestiality.
Bestiality or like a voyager.
Bestiality, the first one they say.
There's a bunch of different things.
Yeah,
what the hell is that? Oh, is that you're just like kind of like
fucking animals?
I feel like it's
I don't know what it is.
I feel like that's like you're very aggressive.
Yeah, you're like kind of vulgar with it.
Super aggressive.
What?
Yeah.
No, or bestiality, like, I think, is actually...
It's fucking animals.
Fucking animals.
It is. I swear to God. Yeah, that's bestiality.
Wait, that's part of the test?
Okay, so that basically, there's a...
What?
It is.
There's this test out there that you can take.
Dude, I've taken that exact test. I'm going to try to find it.
And it has different categories of what type of, like, lover you are.
Yeah.
And you, after the questionnaire, it'll pop out a result for you that says you are 100% this, 80% that, and amongst the categories is how dominant you are, how submissive you are, if you enjoy watching other people, or if you enjoy like being watched, if you are someone who likes the master talk, or what. There's a bunch of different categories, and you can see which category you fall into.
Yeah.
And have you taken that test?
Yeah,
I have.
Well, yeah, what's your dominant?
What can you share? Oh, you can't share.
Oh
damn, she crazy.
Nothing crazy. But it's insightful because you're like, oh wow, there's a word for this.
Is it accurate?
It's crazy because you don't realize the amount of types of sexual people.
Yeah.
Oh. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many subcategories to things that I had no idea about.
Is that? Oh,
I feel like it goes like hella deep.
Yeah, actually learn a lot about.
Well, yeah, let's take it after.
Do you know what's crazy? It's like sometimes you'll like go on like the hub online. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like sometimes I'll see shit and I'm like, holy, oh my goodness. You know what I mean?
Oh, like some crazy shit.
Yeah, like some crazy, weird shit. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then like it's just like there's so many, like there's so many things out there in this world that you have no idea about. And how weird people are too.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
It is scary. There's a lot of interesting fetishes out there.
Oh yeah. I actually recently saw this. It's like it was a corn star talking about how she's messed around with a lot of pro NBA players, and they're basically saying that obviously pro athletes get so many baddies, right?
Yeah.
So they're accustomed to like pretty girls all the time, so they can't get off the pretty girls anymore, so they develop all these weird kinks.
Yeah.
And like some of them are literally like they shit on the guy.
Yeah.
And that's like insane to me, but apparently it's common. Like
shit on the guy verbally?
No, they poop
actually
on him.
yeah it's also Diddy shit.
Yeah like the diddler.
Yeah, too much power. So
yeah,
the access is too easy. So you level up, leveling up,
start messing with guys.
This is literally
Pizzagate.
The
Pizzagate.
Oh, Pizzagate.
Uh-huh. Do you guys know about Pizzagate? Uh-uh. Like Jeff Epstein's island and stuff like that.
Oh, I saw the island shit. Yeah.
It's because they're all, they have so much power. They don't even, you know what I mean? They're like trying to dibble and dabble on other things that are like not, you can't be doing that shit.
That island is creepy, bro. That island's creepy.
I just want my boo. That's all I want.
I want my boo. We're back with your favorite segment ever, everyone.
Yes, sir.
Truth or drink?
We haven't done this in a while.
We haven't.
Who wants to go first?
I guess I'll start. Looking at me. So shout out to one of y'all who left this question. This is for Zola. Obviously, you're doing your modeling and stuff nowadays. So say you got your dream gig, but it requires you to be nude. Would you do it?
I saw this.
Would you do it?
It was like you're an actress, but you have to be nude in the scene.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's crazy because my first ever audition was for a nude role.
Wow. No
way. But it was like a semi-nude role.
Oh, okay.
Like just your boobs?
Yeah. Basically, the role was a lesbian girl. So I was a Korean lesbian girl.
Oh. Right.
That was a role.
Damn.
I loved it because I feel like there's not a lot of Asian queer community that's being represented.
Yeah.
Hella niche.
You know? So I was very proud and happy to act for that.
Uh-huh.
And my audition scene was in a Victoria's Secret changing room.
Wow.
Where I was getting my boobs measured.
Oh, that's the scene.
That's
the
audition?
Was a scene. Yeah.
And you had an audition with it?
I had to audition with it. And it was basically the girl who's measuring me flirting with me.
Oh,
wait, that's
kind of
lit.
That is an interesting scene.
But tell me when that was my first audition, bro. I'm so
I'd be
bad.
Hella nervous.
So bad and so awkward. So I obviously didn't get the role.
Yeah.
But I did have to sign like a consent waiver.
Am I gonna
be okay with it? And imagine that being your first thing.
Wait,
you
so you're saying you are okay
with
she's
it? Open with it then.
I think in that consent waiver was like, what am I comfortable with? Like see-through shirt, is that okay? Or complete nudity okay? So I checked off like semi.
Yeah.
So you can maybe kind of see it, but not cool.
Oh, so you're not down.
Yeah.
Fully nude,
I don't think so.
Dream gig. You're the star actress.
Dude, it's like Jennifer.
It's like Sydney Sweeney, bro.
Yeah,
like,
it's crazy because then like they're going to start asking to do that for every movie.
Yeah, exactly. I think maybe semi is okay, but not full.
Yeah.
Full nude.
Jennifer Lawrence had the full nude scene in that movie. Do you know what I'm talking about? But she was like fully naked running in the beach. And I was like,
oh, hell no.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was a really popular movie.
Dude, that's crazy to see like a big actress like that, like being that, okay with that.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe not ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It is pretty revealing, yeah.
All right, my question to Paul.
Okay.
What is one tiny little thing that Emily does?
Uh-huh.
That is like a guilty pleasure for you.
Guilty? Well, I'm trying to understand this question. Like, what
like
kind?
It could be something. It has to be out of the ordinary. It can't be any like feminine roles type of stuff. It's like something that she does that like you're like, oh, I love it when she does this. But it has to be like guilty.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure.
That's an interesting question. I don't know. I like feet. I said this before.
I hate feet.
Yeah. I feel like if when they're done and shit, they look good.
Oh,
like,
when they're done.
Oh, yeah. Like they when
they're
all
painted.
Yeah.
Like let me put it in my mouth. And
nah,
shit.
I'm not actually putting it in my mouth, but like I'll fuck around with them things down there, bro. Like I would think about it, bro. I'll think about it for sure.
Have you ever?
No, I haven't. But I'm down. Loki on some like in the corn videos.
Yeah,
they like just use the feet and just fucking
foot job.
Just start it off. Yeah,
no way.
I'm down. Does that count?
That counts.
Okay.
No way.
That's crazy. Bro.
I'd be
that
down. Is, I'd be crazy. Down, bro. Yeah.
Them shits gotta be hella clean. She's like walking out of the bathroom like that.
Hey, man.
Okay, my question to Jason.
What's good?
Do you have like a girl in mind right now that you would want to get with?
Oh, that is a tough question.
You a little curious or what?
You a little curious
it's
or what?
It's not about me. It ain't about me.
You're not scoping the competition or what?
Shut up. No competition, bro.
Like what? To take to like EDC or some shit?
No, I'm just saying in general.
Nah, no girls, bro.
No one?
No, I'm like I told you, like I'm on my single shit for real.
That's a good thing. Then you could go to EDC single.
No, see, that's the thing. Like, we were talking about this, but I would never spend all that money, and you know, I would want to go with some like a partner, and like.
Why don't you just go for fun?
No, like I've done the boys trips to raves. They're cool, but like I'm a little too grown for that, you know. Or that's a bad way to put it. But
no,
I've
you
done
could
it.
Find a girl there.
No, I've done the boys trips and I've done the with the partner, and I prefer it with the girl. But going back to your question, I literally just broke up. I'm actually not talking to or thinking about a girl in mind. Nah, nothing like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Question to you, lastly.
To end it off.
Yeah. So I know you said that you're kind of dirty with that tongue.
She did say that.
Yeah. Can you show to our audience maybe a trick
that you like
to do with your tongue?
No.
Oh, you don't want to show?
Show it to the audience, or describe.
No, I feel like it's more like, I don't know.
What's the Megan special?
I don't know. I feel like this is not that crazy, though.
Kissing, there's not that many specials.
I feel like for kissing, there's not too many like crazy specials.
Like if you're asking her like BJ special, then it's different.
No. You know? I like to do this thing where like I'll put both my hands underneath his shirt like all the way, and like
backside or chest side.
Both. Like I'll like go around while we're making out.
Oh, that's interesting.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And, like,
oh, that's
I'll like. It'd be like the very soft touch thing. So the guy's like getting chills while we're
right. Oh, that's good.
Bro, what the fuck?
I've
never heard that.
Or like, I really like grabbing, like, I'll get like intense and like I'll grab their shit or something.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Oh, you'll grab their hair?
Yeah.
Oh, you had a good answer. Yeah.
I feel like that's a good answer.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
And you'd start up or like go from the back and go down and like, yeah.
Bro, if I just met a girl and she was doing that, ooh. I don't know what I'd do. Whoa.
I guess you'll never know.
For sure.
Yeah, we can wrap it up here.
Yep.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Make sure to cop your tickets, all right? We're going to be in the Bay May 10th. Hopefully, I don't know if it's going to be sold out, but get your tickets.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else?
Just as always, thank you guys for watching. Get your tickets. Yeah. Get your merch real soon. Site should be ready soon.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things coming in May.
Yep.
And look out for our clothes. Honestly, we're really, like, the clothes, the hoodies, they're great quality.
Right.
All
right.
We wouldn't sell you guys anything like shit. Like
shitty,
that.
Yeah.
Literally, bro. Literally.
So we're proud of what we made. And we'll see you guys in the Bay. And with a 9 for 9 podcast, baby. Peace out.